So you were in the Shusha refugee camp in Tunisia. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I was in Shusha camp since 2011. We came after the Libyan revolution or Libyan conflict. We fled to Tunisia. We were the camp were having lots of nationalities, different African nationalities, sub-Saharan, and also some people from Asia, little people from Asia, like Palestinian or something like this. This is the Shusha camp in general, but we applied for asylum seeker there in the camp with the UNHCR, and our demand for asylum was accepted, so we got the refugee status. We got recognized as refugee by UNHCR, and after that, most of the inhabitants of the camp get resettled to the third countries. It's different European countries, including also America, Australia, Canada. But we were unlucky because we came. They say that we came late. So we were prevented from getting resettled to other country. So they decided or they imposed to stay in Tunisia as a program called local integration. It was not that clear what we will get and what's the chances that's open for us, what's the opportunity that we will find in Tunisia. It was not clear at all. And when we spoke with UNHCR about this and tried to understand this program, we find out that they don't have any basic for this program. They just say they will stay in Tunisia. But how, they don't know, because Tunisia don't have any asylum law. And when we came to the camp, we're seeking for protections. It's as for asylum, so we need protection, and we will not find it in Tunisia. And there is no also basic for, there will be no status for refugees there, no residence, no work, no right to travel, no right to family reunions, many rights, you will be missed, you will just, they say that you will, the meaning of their local integration is to stay in big prison called Tunisia. So we refuse the idea. And we bring some points of arguments about why we're refusing Tunisia. We are not asking to go to Europe or America or something, other countries. We just ask to have a right as a human being, all the rights of a human being, because we were persecuted and harassed in our home country, so we couldn't go back to this country. So we need to live normal life in other country. It's not just we want to go to Europe. So UNHCR refused our argument points, and they say it's not convincing, but we have some evidence. We have, depending on the law, convention of Geneva Convention, 1951, also the protocol, but they didn't listen to us, and I don't know, they want just to let us in Tunisia and forget about us. So we start demonstration, and we start sitting in front of the UNHCR to convince them that we have a right, and we will fight for this right, because it's like a fight for your life. If you accept this program, that means you will stay in prison without any right, like animals. So that's why we make a sit-in. We meet hunger strike also. We started sit-in in the March 2013. It was at the beginning, we start hunger strike on the 29th of March 2013. We do it for 1.5 months, and 17 people went to hospital because of hunger strike, and UNHCR didn't do anything at that time. But we continue. We insist to continue about to our demo, our sit-in, and we make a blog on Facebook. Also, we spoke with different media. We spoke also, we make a demo in front of the German embassy in November. We went to all ministry in Tunisia, including the prime minister office, and we deliver letters, and we explain that Why we refuse to stay in Tunisia? We are not against the Tunisian or the Tunisian authority. We respect them. We are thank them for having us in Tunisia. But also, on the other hand, we cannot stay in this situation. So we told them like that, and they said it's not in our hand. It's in UNHCR hand. So we spoke about the UNHCR about that, and we do a lot of meeting with them to convince them, but they don't care. They cut the food and the water from the people in the camp and let them starving. And also, during to this, some guy from the camp died due to the negligence of the UNHCR, and he has the refugee certificate. And this certificate, it should protect him. And who should protect him? It's the UNHCR. But nothing happened. So this guy died, and around 9 people from the camp went to the hospital in very dangerous state. But thank God they are out, and they went back to the camp. But nothing changed. So we complete also this sitting until the 2014, the end of the, in March 2014, the end of February. It's March, we complete 1 year, so we find out that's okay. It's not. There is no way to get asylum, to get any solution here, and no one care about us. So, and we find all the doors are closing. So we decide to take other way, and it's not easy way. It's hard way. So we decide to take the boat and go and try, because we at that time we saw that our life equal death. So no matter if we die in the sea, it will be dying with the dignity. So that's why we take the boat, and we go. Many people of the camp went, but unfortunately there is some people are still stuck in the camp, and they don't have any support. They don't have anything from UNHCR. Also, the Tunisian government neglect them. Nobody come to help them. Just the Libyan traveler, because these people are coming out and begging for food and water. And the Libyan traveler give them some food and water, and that's what make them survive. So this is, I think, this part of the sad story of Shusha, or other face of Shusha camp. And there's still people suffering there, and I hope that there will be solution, and I'm sure they will fight until the end.
So if I summarize, the UNHCR give you refugee status but refuse any resettlement solution, let you in Tunisia where there is no asylum system and no integration program, and finally you cross the Mediterranean Sea legally to enter in Europe.
You can say that, UNHCR, give us the refugee status and refuse not to just resettle us, to protect us, you can say. And after that, we don't have any chance. We take the boat and we cross. Yeah. So, that's all.